Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is addressing a bit of social gossip. His 131st sonnet to his mysterious dark lady, William concerns himself with a bit of tittle-tattle that seems to have been making the rounds. In the first quatrain, William tells his dark lady that she is as overbearing and arrogant as those other women whose natural comely looks make them behave like pridefully cruel tyrants, even though our dark lady is not a traditional beauty. Rude. He goes on saying that she knows full well that to his loving, doting heart, she is the most beautiful of any precious jewel.
Thou art as tyrannous, so as thou art, as those whose beauties proudly make them cruel. For well, thou knowest, to my dear doting heart, thou art the fairest and most precious jewel.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will starts by saying, to be honest, or actually, in good faith, which has become a bit of a bugbear for me, but that is another story. We only have 5 minutes, after all. But, to be honest, some people, upon seeing you, my dear, claim that your face does not have the power to make one groan with love. Again, rude. But William backpedals a bit and says that he would never be so bold as to tell them that they are mistaken, but he tells himself so when he is alone.
Yet, in good faith, some say that thee behold, thy face hath not the power to make love groan. To say they err, I dare not be so bold, although I swear it to myself alone.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will lays it on pretty thick, saying that he knows this to be true because he groans 1,000 times, one after another, thinking upon her lovely face, which, he says, is a testament to the fact that he truly believes that her dusky complexion is most beautiful to him.
And to be sure that it is not false, I swear, 1,000 groans, but thinking on thy face, one on another's neck, do witness bear, thy black is fairest in my judgment's place.
In the final couplet, Uncle William alludes to a possible reason why she has become the subject of the gossip, saying to the dark lady that there is nothing dark about you except your actions, which is why this slander about your looks seems to be continuing.
In nothing art thou black, save in thy deeds, and thence this slander, as I think, proceeds.
So, in a nutshell, people are gossiping, saying that the dark lady does not possess the beauty that would make a lover miserable with longing, which Uncle Will strongly disagrees with, though he does not tell that to their face, but rather sits alone and thinks on her beauty, groaning over and over with yearning for her. It seems that it is not her looks that are ugly or black, but rather her actions. More on those later. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.